This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the program with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson
and Will.
We'll, of course, take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Net neutrality has been a topic of discussion for quite a while.
And I want the people who believe in net neutrality to pay extra special attention to what I'm about to talk about.
There has been a lot of caterwauling and wailing and, you know, gnashing of teeth over the government's FCC, who I'm no fan of generally, removing the so-called net neutrality provisions that were put in place in 2015. And some people have been acting like this is the end of the internet, as though the internet was somehow in bad shape before net neutrality went into to effect. It's now been ended. And Johnson, your article is from where?
It is from, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Wired, actually.
Wired. I thought it was Wired. Yeah. And it's about how, actually, local governments are a big hindrance to internet speeds and access.
What a surprise.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, sure. So despite public, political, and business interest in greater greater broadband deployment, not every American has high-speed internet access yet, let alone a choice of provider for really fast, high-capacity service. So who's really to blame for strangling broadband competition? While popular arguments focus on supposed monopolists, such as big cable companies, it's government that's really to blame.
Right, here's a hint.
Yeah.
If there's more than one, it's not a monopoly. So there may be a handful of big cable companies. They may be slow and stupid and bad at customer service, but they're still not monopolies.
Anyway. Right.
The government, however, qualifies as a monopoly.
Yeah. Well, companies can make life harder for their competitors, but strangling the competition takes government. Broadband policy discussions usually revolve around the U.S. government's Federal Communications Commission, yet it's really our local governments and public utilities that impose the most significant barriers to entry.
Mm.
A game of kickbacks. Deploying broadband infrastructure isn't as simple as merely laying wires underground. That's the easy part. The hard part, and the reason it often doesn't happen, is the pre-deployment barriers, which local governments and public utilities make unnecessarily expensive and difficult. Before building out new
licensing, approvals, standing in front of planning boards, asking for permission, paying bribes. I mean, there's a whole process. And then you get to go up against the people in the area who, in a lot of cases, are just uneducated, ignorant, and a great example
of this. What's the internet?
Well, a great example of this. I'll give you a real-life example from right here in Keene. A few years ago, and I think you were in town at this time, there's a hill. We're in Keene, New Hampshire. It's in a valley. Okay,
right.
So there's hills on pretty much every side of Keene. And so on the east side of Keene, there's a hill with a Time Warner head end tower. And the head end is where Time Warner has satellite dishes pointing at satellites, and they pull down big amounts of programming, and then they transmit that to their cable system in the area. And Time Warner, of course, is willing to rent space on that tower. But Verizon wanted to upgrade their systems to 4G here in Keene at that time, and they wanted to just go ahead and build a whole new tower up on the very same hill where there's already a tower, and there was this big hubbub about it in town. It was like, oh, my God. God, we can't have that. We can't have our view, our perfect, unobstructed view. Wait, there's a tower up there already? Well, we still can't have our view disturbed by this other tower. And these people came out to the city council meeting and argued against the city council allowing a second tower on the hill. Well, this is just a little town, and we can't have buildings more than five stories high. That's a regulation in Keene, New Hampshire.
Can't have uplighting.
You can't have uplighting without special permission. You can beg for it, and then they might give it to you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But we can't have another tower on that hill. We can't have affordable 4G communications here and more technology in town. No, we need a pristine, untouched, except for that one tower, view of the hill. And they won. The tower wasn't allowed to be built. Verizon then just put their 4G antennas up on the Time Warner Tower, so we ended up getting 4G, but now we don't have as many potential services because there's only so many antennas and such that you can put on in one tower. So that's one example of how kind of this small town mentality can basically destroy progress.
Right. So before building out new networks, internet service providers must negotiate with local governments for access to publicly owned rights of way.
Right.
So that they can place their wires above and below both public and private property. ISPs also need pole attachment contracts with public utilities so that they can rent space on utility poles for above-ground wires or in ducts and conduits for wires laid underground.
Right.
The problem? Local governments and their public utilities charge ISPs far more than these things actually cost.
Wow.
For example, rights-of-way and pole attachment fees can double the cost of network construction. So the real bottleneck isn't incumbent providers of broadband, but incumbent providers of rights-of-way. These incumbents, the real monopolists, also have the final say on whether an ISP can build a network. They determine what hoops an ISP must jump through to get approval. Barin Zoka, Matthews.
So in New Hampshire, there's this thing called Fast Roads, which is the government subsidized fiber that is run throughout the state. Now, it's not everywhere, but it's on like some of the main state roads. It runs down those places. And just out of curiosity, we're not that far here at the studio. We're like pretty much in the heart of, not quite the heart of downtown Keene, but we're in downtown Keene, basically. And so we're not far from these main roads where these fiber connections exist. And I contacted the fiber companies. They said, well, what's it going to cost to run the fiber down the street? And basically they calculate it by the number of poles that it has to run to. Now, it depended on who I talked to, but the price range was like $10,000 to $17,000. Just to run the fiber to this location.
Right.
And you know there's compliance costs all factored into that.
Right. So you can at least cut that in half, for sure, for the actual
I would imagine
so,
yeah.
At least cut it in half. So, you know, having to go through all this, to go through all this hoops and approval reduces the potential number of competitors who can profitably deploy service.
Sure does.
Such as AT&T's UVerse, Google Fiber, and Verizon Fios. The lack of competition makes it easier for local governments and utilities to charge more for rights of way and pole attachments. It's a vicious circle, and it's essentially a system of forced kickbacks. Other kickbacks arguably include municipal requirements for ISPs, such as building out service where it isn't demanded, donating equipment, and delivering free broadband for government buildings.
Right.
It's a racket.
That's why you get 100 megabits down and up.
Government mafia.
Yeah.
You know, is what this is. And you tell me, and net neutrality. No.
Government's the problem.
Government is clearly the issue, and you want more government, more regulation? Pound sand.
Because even if
you're wrong,
even if you can pay these costs, I mean, even if you're Time Warner or whatever, and you've got the money and you can get on the polls and you can pay whatever the cost is, that just means the customers have to pay. Because once they finally do the billion, multi-billion dollar, or however many, you know, hundreds of millions it costs them to do that install and roll out all the fiber or cabling or whatever they need to do, well, all those costs got to get paid by the customer, which means that instead of a, you know, instead of a $20 a month package, you're looking at $60 a month or whatever. So all the costs go up because of this.
But what about Google Fiber? Well, the story changes when the ISPs have enough leverage. In Kansas City and Austin, local governments wanted Google Fiber more than they wanted kickbacks. So they expedited the permitting process, gave Google rights-of-way access for little to no cost, and allowed Google to build out selectively, i.e. in neighborhoods where consumers actually express demand.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting here is you hear it all over. I mean, you got the mayor of Keene going, we'd really love Google to come here and build here. And like, local governments are like, please, Google, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was also helped that these local governments had less leverage because the states of Kansas, Missouri, and Texas had streamlined video franchising laws, so a provider need only get one license for the entire state. It's clear that investment flows into areas that are less affected by regulation than areas that are dominated by it, observed Milo Madin, Google's vice president of access services, in summarizing the lessons.
And by the way, if it costs less to get in, like it did with Google Fiber in Austin, because I remember seeing it a few years ago when I was down there for the Texas Bitcoin Conference, we were actually in downtown where they have their office for Google Fiber. They sort of demo it to people. And it was like $45 a month for balls-to-the-wall fast internet, faster than anything else anywhere. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I like to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in those essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told that a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL to get 10% off of your order. They do take Bitcoin over at SimplifyMySupplements.com. You will need to email them to get the Bitcoin offer, and don't forget to tell them about code FTL so they know where you came from to give you that 10% off your price. Every time you order, your satisfaction's guaranteed or your money back. Again, that's SimplifyMySupplements.com. Johnson, you are sharing a story from Wired.com mm-hmm. with us here, which I think could be very, very educational for a lot of people about how it is
surprisingly liberty-minded.
From Wired, well, yeah. They really just are on the attack, showing that it's governments mm-hmm. that are the problem when it comes to the lack of competition in internet service providing. And they're specifically talking about local governments
mm-hmm.
Making it very difficult for people to get on or under, you know, the power lines, on the cables, on the, you know, from the poles or under the ground. The costs, the licensing, the approvals, all of this stuff, it is designed to keep competitors out.
So, I mean, and we were talking a little bit about these barriers to entry, and when even well-established companies like Google are deterred by these such barriers to entry,
right.
Is it really surprising that there aren't more competitors jumping into the broadband market?
Which is why Google, on their Google Fiber site, they say, if you want Google Fiber, contact your local government and ask for us. Basically, right. Because they don't want to spend the time trying to even navigate this crazy
right.
patchwork regulations.
Well, and that's the primary argument you hear from net neutrality advocates is, well, we need net neutrality because there's not real competition in the broadband market.
Yeah.
Well, why is that? Because of government, not
right.
because of, you know, monopolistic practices of companies. No, it's because of your local government and your inability to go out and get active and change it.
Well, it sure is a lot easier to just sit at home and complain on the internet.
Right. And say, I'm going to sign a petition.
Sign a petition.
For
there you
whatever.
Go. You've
you
done
know?
Something. You've updated your Facebook profile.
So far, everybody has benefited from clearing regulatory barriers. So far, everybody has benefited from clearing regulatory barriers for Google Fiber. And
sure.
many more will benefit as local governments relax their regulations to make new entry feasible for Google Fiber and other new entrants. Even if it's just the potential to expand, Google Fiber exerts competitive pressure on cable. Remarkably, cable's yep. sharpest critics don't even mention Google Fiber and other fiber companies in portraying cable as a permanent monopoly.
Yeah, I think AT&T and Austin brought their prices down after Google Fiber came into town.
Yet, this seed of success lies the potential for a new competition-strangling problem. What if local governments lower barriers for some competitors, like Google or
sure.
their own public utility service,
yep.
but not others. Local politicians,
that sounds like a lawsuit to me.
Yeah. Local politicians and regulators could then take credit for new high-speed broadband without giving up the exorbitant fees and other kickbacks they can force incumbent providers to pay today. The real bottleneck isn't incumbent providers of broadband, but incumbent providers of rights of way.
Yep.
But selectively clearing barriers won't let broadband competition flourish either. So what's the solution then? Open access. The open access term gets thrown around a lot as code for creating artificial competition among resellers of a monopoly service at government-controlled rates. There's no better way to kill incentives for building out or upgrading new networks.
Are they talking about, like, the fiber here, the sort of shared fiber where the government installs it and then they let companies piggyback on
sure,
it?
Sure, that's probably a good example.
Yeah.
Yep. But what open access really means is promoting easy, inexpensive, and open access to publicly owned rights of way, because broadband competition can work if localities would just get out of the way. Google
sure would.
Showed in Kansas City and now in Austin and Provo, Utah, what can happen if local governments work with instead of against broadband providers to bring high-speed broadband to their citizens. Madin explained that part of the reason we selected Kansas City for the Google Fiber project was because the city's leadership and utility moved with efficiency and creativity in working with us to craft a real partnership. In return, Kansas City got a fiber network it couldn't possibly afford to build on its own or maintain.
Yeah, sure. Good luck putting a government in charge of maintaining internet connections.
Yeah. Municipalities like Provo, Utah, that thought that they could afford to build their own public fiber network, found they couldn't afford to run it. Mm. That's why Provo, Utah sold their fiber network to Google for just $1. This is the best kind of public-private partnership. By removing regulatory barriers, local governments can let the private sector deploy broadband. That's far better than borrowing money, which taxpayers will eventually have to repay to build...
Which is what a lot of the lefties who are supporting net neutrality and are, you know, crying about it are saying. Well, now we could just go to our governments and have municipal broadband.
Free money.
That's right. We'll just take money from people through the tax process, and then we'll create a government-run broadband. That'll solve everything.
And government will never decide that they want to pick who the winners and losers are in the internet world like they do in every other aspect of life.
Right. Well, again,
they would never censor it in the United States.
No, of course not. They would never say that certain people aren't allowed to express their opinions.
I just want to rehash this again. That's the best kind of public-private partnership. By removing regulatory barriers, local governments can let the private sector deploy broadband. Far better than borrowing money, which taxpayers will eventually have to repay, to build lumbering public broadband utilities that have no incentives to keep costs down.
Right.
That's where the costs can come in, is they you're not paying for the internet. Except for you are, through taxes, dummy.
Yeah.
So what if local governments...
You thought the service was bad from Time Warner.
Well, not only the rich people are paying for it.
You thought the service was bad at Comcast. Wait till you try to get on the line with a government manager.
Yeah.
Good luck.
What if local governments lower barriers for some competitors, like Google or their own public utility service, but not others?
That's a problem.
Yeah. Furthermore, by granting open access to their rights of way, local governments can drive competition and innovation in broadband infrastructure overall. After Google announced their plans for Austin, AT&T promised to follow suit, but only if they got the same terms and conditions as Google on issues such as geographic scope of offerings, rights of way, permitting, state licenses, and any investment incentives.
And did they?
Well, we'll find out.
855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves here and join us on Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as we continue here. You are welcome to join us. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Johnson, you've got a little more to tell us from the Wired story on municipal broadband, infrastructure delays, frustrations, barriers being placed in the way of people that want to come in and build a network and compete with the big monolithic cable companies and such. You'll tell us a little bit more coming up here in moments. But I also want to let you know about our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts of the show. We've got the forum, for instance, that allows you to do that easily over at forum.freetalklive.com. Will recently signed up on the Free Talk Live forum. You can go and check it out. You can see his introduction thread over there. Just go to forum.freetalklive.com. All you have to do to get on is quick registration. You can even use like your Google login, or you can create your own. It's even GitHub compatible. So if you've got a GitHub login, you can use that too. But you can easily log in, create your introduction thread, and you post the required introduction, and you are good to go. You'll get approved after that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts again. That's forum.freetalklive.com. Jason is on the line on Skype. Go ahead, Jason.
I don't know if you guys know this yet, but Coinbase just opened up Bitcoin Cash.
Yep.
Yeah.
Making money.
Yeah. I was wondering why Bitcoin Cash started shooting up in price today, and I was wondering, is there some sort of big announcement that happened? Turns out, yeah, Coinbase, I don't know if they're the world's largest, but they are one of the biggest exchanges out there on the globe. They have now added Bitcoin Cash, and it is shooting up over $3,000 right now, $3,400 for Bitcoin Cash, and I heard it's even higher on Coinbase.
Put it like this. At the beginning of the week, you could get 0.17 bitcoins with Bitcoin Cash. Now you can get 0.21.
Right. Yeah, I guess you're right about that. And I'm looking at GDAX, which is Coinbase's trading platform, GDAX.com. It seems like they're getting loaded up with orders here because you can't even see anything on the price chart. There's a price of supposedly $9,500 as the last trade price, but there's just not even like any data that's showing here. So I don't know if they're broken or what. It does say partially degraded service at the top of the website. So, yeah, we're seeing a huge run on Bitcoin Cash at the moment. Your thoughts, Jason?
I don't know. I just bought a bunch, so hopefully it holds together.
Well, we don't know what the future is going to hold. We've certainly seen Bitcoin Cash spike up in the past and then come back down. So whether that's going to be in the future here,
I know I'm pretty much done with Bitcoin, man. It's just
Bitcoin Core.
If you want to spend Bitcoin Cash, you can spend it at LibertyMinded.com directly.
Yeah. Excellent. We'll talk about LibertyMinded.
I honestly think IOTA is really going to beat them all, though. And I figured out how to buy some. If you go to Binance.com. Yep. And I actually bought 24 today, so
sweet.
Hopefully that turns out pretty good.
Now, when you say 24, you mean 24 million, because when you buy an IOTA, you're getting what they call an M-IOTA. They won't sell them at any less than a million of them.
Right.
So you have to get million IOTA.
Binance won't let you withdraw IOTA right now, though.
Oh, no.
I don't know why it's suspended, and I guess it's been suspended for about 3 months.
Then I would not recommend people do that. Then, if that's true,
no, I understand. Now you can withdraw Bitcoin Cash, and you can withdraw BTC, and any other digital currency. There isn't an issue with, but IOTA they're having an issue with.
Yeah. However, anytime an exchange won't allow you to withdraw, that is usually like a red flag to stay away.
I only put $100 into it, but it's just because it's the only place I can buy IOTA anywhere on the internet that I can find.
Yeah.
Bitfinex will let you buy it, but I can't get
You can't get on there because they don't allow for U.S. users anymore at Bitfinex, and they weren't always known as a particularly reliable or good trading platform because they...
I've heard a lot of good things about Binance, so I know that they're having an issue with IOTA, but they, on their support forum, have replied back and said that it's a bug with IOTA. There's a lot of people that aren't happy about it, but hopefully it gets resolved.
Well, I hope so, too. I do want to see IOTA being traded out there on more platforms, and it's a shame that it's not available. And maybe that's one of the reasons why the price is high, you know, that there's a limited supply out there, so that could be a factor as well. Jason, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I do have the press release from Coinbase. We could talk about that in a bit. But let's continue with the story. You said we're nearing the finale of the Wired story, Johnson, about how local governments are standing in the way of rollouts of competitors to the big cable companies. It's the government that is prohibiting, and the power companies in a lot of cases, like around here, the power cables are running on power poles that are provided by the power company, and so they're the ones responsible for those things, and so it's like a combo between the government and the power companies as far as who decides who gets on these poles.
Great. So by granting open access to their rights of way, local governments can drive competition and innovation in broadband infrastructure overall. After Google announced their plans for Austin, AT&T promised to follow suit, but only if they got the same terms and conditions as Google on issues such as geographic scope of offerings, rights of way, permitting, state licenses, and any investment incentives.
Sounds like a reasonable request.
Some called that hypocritical, but the fact remains that we and other broadband providers do need technology neutral deregulation. Because broadband providers have repeatedly tried to deploy network infrastructure but gave up when cities and states demanded excessive rights-of-way fees or slowed the approval process to a crawl, even when ISPs succeeded in building new networks, they were often delayed by lengthy lawsuits. Promoting broadband deployment to all Americans therefore requires that local governments expedite rights-of-way approvals and only charge only to cover the maintenance costs, like the cost of digging up a street to lay fiber.
Sure.
Even the FCC knows this. Recognizing that securing access to publicly owned infrastructure is difficult, time-consuming, and a turnoff to investment, the FCC's 2010 National Broadband Plan called on governments at all levels to ensure that network providers have easier access to poles, conduits, ducts, and rights of way.
They obviously have not gotten on.
Yeah. Local governments have become used to thinking of rights of way as revenue streams, but they're missing the bigger opportunity. Yet, very little has changed in 3 years due to utility lawsuits, outdated definitions in the Telecommunications Act, uneven deployment of the FCC's pro-competition rules across the 50 United States, and the looming threat of state and local government lawsuits against streamlined rules. Localities are scared of losing revenue, but those revenues are really hidden taxes that are ultimately borne by broadband users.
Exactly.
Politically, open access won't really happen until local governments realize they've been thinking too small and too short-term. They've become used to thinking of rights-of-way and franchising concessions as revenue streams, but they're missing the bigger opportunity, promoting broadband as a basic ingredient of economic growth and growing their tax base. If we really want more ISPs building better broadband, let's start by not making it so damned hard to build. The key to promoting broadband competition is streamlining the process for anyone who wants to build a network. The game of kickbacks benefits only incumbent providers and local politicians.
This is one of those areas that I hope that we see some advancement here in New Hampshire, where we've got libertarians who are moving here in large numbers. We've got this New Hampshire freedom migration. These libertarians, many of them are IT professionals. These are people who know the internet. They know technology. They know this stuff. These folks can get into the state house. They can influence these state legislators. They can even run as a state
open
legislator.
The competition.
Right. The state can actually force the localities to have the same rules rather than a patchwork of confusing regulations. We're coming up.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get virtualshield.com,
the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at virtualshield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live, and then we will take that $5 and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations, market appropriately to those stations to get them to bring us on board based on the fact that we have a good show, not because we're paying them, because we don't do it that way. If we were to pay stations, it would cost a load of money that we couldn't possibly ever afford. So you just kind of have to pitch yourself to them and make them aware of you and make it so that when they need some new programming, they think about you. That's how it's worked for us here. That's why we have over 160 great radio stations that carry this show. It's because of listeners like you who get behind Free Talk Live for $5 a month. And you can do it with PayPal. You can do it with, if you want, Bitcoin Core. And you can also do it with your credit card. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get started and get the list of the perquisites that you'll get access to, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only Facebook group, the AMP badge for the Free Talk Live forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Will.
So the smelly, bad-smelling people are banned from riding the ART, and they're prohibited at the ART bus stops.
Wait a minute. You're saying that this, you've called in before about this ART. It's the federally funded multi-million dollar rail project that is in Albuquerque. It stands for Albuquerque Rapid Transit. You're saying that now, after taking people's money at the threat of violence, that they're not even letting people that smell bad on the bus?
Well, that's the idea. Well, do you think smokers are considered bad-smelling people? They threw them out at the bus stop, too. So the smokers are bad-smelling people. They got thrown out. And then the other smelling, the non-fading people and people that have urine or stench on their clothes, they're going to be banned.
Wait. They're going to be, or they already are banned?
Well, you know, it's going to be fully operating in like 3 more months.
So the ban is.
They are banned. So.
So what you're saying is, if somebody gets on this bus and the bus driver decides that he can smell them and they are unpleasant smelling, he'll be telling them to turn around and get off the bus?
I think that's true. And they're going to be runned off at the bus stop.
And are you happy about this?
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's kind of perplexing. Because I'm thinking, are they going to have, like, a Geiger counter that detects the odor detection? Like, you know, count molecules of how much that offensive odor comes violent from persons? Like, how are they supposed to detect?
How are they going to enforce this?
A dog that alerts on you.
That's what I'm talking about. How are you supposed to distinguish from, like, a regular body odor to somebody that's, like, really, really bad?
You're
going
to have to carry around dog treats in your pocket to pay off the dog bureaucrats.
Bribe the dogs.
To bribe the doggy bureaucrats.
Now, Sarah, I mean, you sound like somebody who, you know, is concerned about this issue. You don't seem to really want to have smelly people on the bus, but could you understand how the government runs this bus system? And so, therefore, if they don't let smelly people on the bus, doesn't that mean they're discriminating against them?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, it's very peculiar, you know? It's an odd circumstance, like you were saying. Because I feel like, well, if homeless people, they have no washing machine, okay? And then they have to carry all their clothes. They, you know, the reason that they don't choose to be dirty, you know, it's not their fault that they have no shower. You know, they have to wear the same clothes. They got no money for laundry. But then they're
well, now, wait a minute. Let's clarify something here. A lot of people are homeless because they want to be. And if they wanted to, they could go and get a gym membership probably and be regularly showered. You know, if they wanted to spend some of the money that they normally spend on a six-pack or, you know, 24-pack of beer, cigarettes, marijuana, or whatever it is that their vices happen to be, they could spend $20 a month on a gym membership and then easily go into a shower anytime they wanted, pretty much around the clock at a lot of gyms.
So I have a fun fact.
Well, we're talking about the spaced out mentally ill people.
Yeah, they might get kicked out of the gym. That's true. If they're in there being all crazy, then the gym's probably not going to want them there. Go ahead, Johnson. You had something to add.
Singapore Rapid Transit has actually banned the durian.
From that?
It is a type of fruit, which I actually...
Smells like a dead body. Really awful.
But it tastes like cotton candy. Like
no,
pudding.
Really? It tastes terrible.
How could it taste good if it smells bad?
It's very strange.
It tastes sweet.
It tastes like a pudding, almost like a rice pudding. Almost, I would kind of say it tastes like. It's very
mushy.
Yellow
color, right?
This is the problem durian: is that you smell it and you eat it, and some people have the experience that Johnson has, and then some people have the experience that I have, where like to me it tastes like if you took jackfruit and mixed it with the taste, the smell of a dirty foot. If you made
onion-y.
That into a taste,
it's weird. It's both sweet and oniony at the same time.
It's disgusting. Weird. It makes you want to cut your tongue out.
Sarah, thanks for the call
her.
Tonight. I appreciate hearing
she
from
loves
you.
It, of course,
she loves it.
Well, it's banned on Singapore Rapid Transit. You would not be allowed to have your durian.
Okay, you can't even just have the fruit. It, so even if it's not cut open,
it's on the sign. You know those buses
it's banned
have the signs
in hotels
with
all
the circles
over.
With the line through them.
Yeah,
they've got a picture of this spiky durian fruit.
Wow.
No durians.
Amazing. So even if it's not cut open, it still smells.
Yeah, and they smell like death.
Wow. All right, let's go to Jeffrey.
That's one of the things. They're very pungent.
Jeffrey's in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wondering, given all that we've seen going on in Sweden and France, Germany, are you guys still pro-open borders and pro, Islam is the religion of peace?
Well, you're talking to an imam, Will. What do you have to say?
I've always been open border. Well, I wasn't always open borders until I lived through the immigration system. That was what changed me, not only from being pro border enforcement to into being an anarchist, was living through the $8,000
You're a Muslim anarchist, are you?
I'm a voluntarist, yeah.
Yeah, you're a Muslim anarchist, so you don't believe in Sharia law, even though the Quran explicitly states that that's the life you're supposed to live?
Actually, Sharia is not really explicitly mentioned in Quran at all, if you'd actually read
it. Whatever extended books you need to read to blah, 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 blah. Sharia is Islamic law, so you don't believe in Sharia. You're an anarchist.
I'm actually not sure
not
what.
The same
yeah, they don't really
thing.
Have. They're not really related to each other. The Sharia actually intones the fact that.
Why do you say Sharia?
There is no state.
Let's give him a chance to answer the question. I'm just going to put you on hold, Jeffrey. Go ahead, Will. What's Sharia law, and why could an anarchist still follow that law?
Well, under Sharia, you're supposed to have a competing court system. So you have, like in Sunni Islam, you have multiple orthodox traditions of legal systems, and those courts all exist within the same area, and they're all considered orthodox, and they actually compete with each other. So you have competition in the legal system. Then you also have, outside of the four Sunni schools, you have other schools, like, not Hanbali, you have like Ibn Hazm had a school, the Shadhili school, and then the Shia have their own schools, they have the Jafari school, and they have their own court systems. And then outside of that, you also have the Christian court systems and the Jewish court systems. So each individual group has its own court system, and these groups...
You're talking about back in Muhammad's day, right?
Yeah, that was the way...
It's not that way now.
No, unfortunately. Yeah. But that's the way it was set up in Medina, was the Muslims had their own courts, Jews had their own courts, Christians had their own courts.
So what you're saying is Sharia law is actually a set of rules for religious people to follow in Islam. It's not actual laws for other people who aren't... I mean, in theory, the Orthodox vision of that from Muhammad's time. So, Jeffrey, I don't know if that answers your question. Go ahead.
Okay, just to be clear here, so you guys are still shilling hard for Islam, okay?
And who's you guys?
I'm an atheist, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
yeah,
you're
talking with three people here.
Bad, like, I'm looking at you on the cam right now, and I don't
you're just a jerk. See you later. All right, so he doesn't have anything intelligent to say. Obviously, he's calling people names. That is proof.
Cool.
You've got nothing intelligent to say. Yeah, you're talking to three different people here.
And clearly a collectivist, too, so stupid.
Yeah. One of them's Johnson. He's an atheist. I am a panentheist. And, well, you are the actual Islamic person here on the show tonight. I wish he'd called in earlier and wasn't such a jerk, because I would have loved to have continued that conversation. And actually,
you could always call back tomorrow.
Yeah, any
I'll
old
be back
time,
tomorrow.
Try being, a little bit more respectful.
The new loser caller.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays for the next couple of weeks.
That's right. You're going to be on
here
tomorrow.
So... call
and
back.
Thank you, gentlemen. Check out libertyminded.com for cool Free Talk Live gear and other libertarian t-shirts and apparel. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.